Gaysmill, Wisconsin is a town of about 500 people. However, every September, the town will swell to perhaps as many as 10,000 people as they come here to celebrate some farms that have played an important role in the area for decades. The story is next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
When you grow up in and around Gaysmill, Wisconsin, there's no doubt you have seen plenty of this crop.
For sure. Yeah, we're all about our apples. And in fact, growing up, I graduated from a nearby town, but we never missed an apple fest.
Julia Dillon today owns Ginger Snaps Vintage here in Gaysmill.
It's fascinating because I now owning a business here, meeting people that have been coming every year for 50 years. It's quite a thing for a little village like this.
There are about 500 people living here. But while the citizens are few, the orchards are still going strong.
Oh my gosh, yes. And every one of them is wonderful. And they're so individual, not only by what they produce, you know, the kinds of apples and the products that they produce, but just the people that run those orchards.
Julia's roots stayed with her when she moved far from Wisconsin.
My grandmother was the queen of the estate sale and always slinging old stuff. From the time I was little, I was hitting the garage sales with her, but when I moved to LA, you know, that creative side of me just couldn't fight it. I was making clothing for country music artists.
Those artists often wanted vintage clothes, items she'd grown up seeing at the local sales here. Julia has one item in this store, though, that is by far the most popular and unique. You might even get your picture with it. And it's next time, as we travel the countryside in Gaysmill, Wisconsin. I'm Andrew McRae.